Firearms. Pistols. Pistols are short firearms composed of three main parts: the stock, the barrel, and the butt. The work involved in their manufacture is divided into four main parts and is undertaken by different craftsmen: the barrel maker, the gun lock maker, the gun engraver, and the stock maker, who is also in charge of mounting the rest of the pieces onto the stock. The evolution of these weapons is similar to that of long guns. Pistols were made with various types of ignition systems and became more widely used after the invention of the wheel lock. The guns on show here are mostly small and medium-sized Spanish weapons from the 17th and 18th centuries. An outstanding example is the one at the top, stamped Guisasola y Aguirre from Eibar, a major Spanish centre for arms production in the province of Guipúzcoa. Now move on to case 10, where there are a series of long pistols, some highly decorated. Particularly notable for its quality is the Mexican pistol, with figures inspired by indigenous culture engraved along the length of its barrel. To its right is another important piece made in 1766 by Agustín Ortiz, gunsmith to King Carlos III. In the next case, number 11, you can find other pistols known as miniatures or baby guns. These pistols were not very useful weapons in open warfare due to the shorter length of the barrel, and they had less power and range than muskets and rifles. However, these characteristics gave them certain practical advantages in situations like close combat, ambushes, and self-defense. A multitude of variations and experiments were produced from the 17th century onwards. Pistols made with several barrels, with screw-on barrels, and pistols with a wide range of decorations, like those displayed here, in several English exhibits from the 18th century. The short pistol was the weapon of choice for crimes and attacks, as it could be carried hidden in clothing. It was frequently banned, and many countries introduced legislation governing its use. If you now go up to the first floor of the museum, you can see an important collection of pistols in cases 17, 18, and 19. Of special note, in the last case, is the revolver used by the Italian anarchist Angiolillo to assassinate the then leader of the Spanish government, Antonio Cánovas del Castillo. The assassination took place in August 1897 at the Santa Águeda Spa in Mondragón, Guipúzcoa.